up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creations? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I
Praise God.
Amen.
He deserves all the praise.
Amen.
What the doctor could not do, Jesus did. What you and I could not see, Christ did. And all obedience to God Almighty, I thank him for his blessing, the privilege that he's given to us, and to all the clergy of God, and to everyone that who believes in Jesus Christ our Lord, to all that's present here this morning. And we come to worship on this day to represent the resurrection of Jesus Christ. His getting up early, the first day of the week, caused the whole world to be excited. They sung praises to him for what he had done. He paid a price that no other could pay. He overcome the barriers that none of us could stood up to. And I'm just gracious to him this day for what he has done. When you hear Easter, you know, sometime even the governor itself wasn't proud. They celebrated the day, but they did it their way. Uh-huh. Did it the way they want to do it. And if we're not naive, then we'll understand what God is trying to tell us. We'll understand today how that and who we fighting against. Most people, I've always said, and I'm going to stand on what I believe in. The church is supposed to be the comfort zone. Amen. Of all the problems that we have in life. Amen. You're supposed to be able to come to the church and relax and be free. Amen. We're supposed to come and share our testimony together how the Lord has brought us. Yeah. How he taught me, how he brought me from this level to the level where I am right now. We're supposed to come to church with that bragging and boasting. But what we have done, we've caught on to government. That's not the way. Unless Jesus don't know what he's talking about, he said the governor should be on his shoulder. Unless I'm just too silly to understand Jesus, and you need to get me from up here, the government should be on his shoulder. Where the governor is now? In a secular society. That's who think they right. When they got Jesus, when Jesus died, they got so happy and they was praising him and celebrating. Don't know they was hurting their own self. Didn't know all they had to do is go to the prophets, go to the disciples, and ask them how to do it. They'd have been spared to this very day. But what they do, they're too proud-hearted. Too proud-hearted. And they didn't want their brothers and sisters in the Lord, the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They were too intelligent to go to the men of God and ask them what to do. But no, they sit up on their king throne and try to rule with iron fists. Jesus came to tear that kingdom down. And I don't know what in the world we do today. We don't try to tear it down. We go along with the program. And it's just putting us deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole. instead of standing up and proclaiming the victory that Jesus brought us through, we side with the government. I know it hurt you. It hurted me too when the Lord revealed it to me that we preaching against the wrong thing. You attack me to pieces, you catch me in a fault. The whole church would be whistling. I told you about Rev. I told you it wasn't no good. I told y'all that. Y'all didn't believe me, did you? But I'm telling you, you don't fight me, you fight somebody with power. Where's the power in high places? That's according to the Bible. Now, y'all might look in another book, but I look in this book here. The power's in high places. If you don't tap the power in high places, Dan, you ain't going to get nowhere. You're going to stay where you are. Look at the system today. They fighting over minimum wage. They don't want to feed a man just properly like he should be fed. They don't want him to work. He ain't asking for nothing. He just want a job and be able to go to work. It's the same thing, but it's in our day. In their day was something different. In our day, it's minimum wage, how to treat people. We've been thrown in the left field so much until even people saying right now, he don't know what you're talking about. I know. I got a degree in that. I know what I'm saying. Just watch. Look on your job. Look anywhere you go, wherever you work at. Watch how they treat you. Watch how the overseer, the lift fellas work with you. There ain't nothing to them. But it's the one over you. You got to watch how you treat them. Jesus said, what you do unto the least of these, my brothers, you done to me. So this is what we got to implant in people. I don't care who you are. We got to implant this in people that, look, God wants you to learn how to treat your people. God wants you to learn how to talk to your people. You can't talk to people any kind of way. You can't walk before people any kind of way. You got to show the resurrection of Christ in your life. It's not about Easter egg. That's just a toy we use to help let our children be happy and things of this nature. It used to be a pagan thing, but then we changed it around. We did change it. Church did change it. It was a pagan thing, but they did change it. So if you say hide Easter egg, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. They used to worship that years ago. It's not a sin now. So you don't have to be condemned. Because God set you free, you're free. You're not in bondage no more. But you stop walking in bondage because God delivered you from bondage. We find faults all over the society. You don't want to find no faults. We ain't here to look for no faults. We're here to please Jesus. We're here to lift Jesus up that he can draw everybody to him. And once everybody is drawn to Christ and we submit our will to God, then what's going to happen? We all going to be on one accord. We're all going to be empowered to work the works of him that sent us. And we're going to be in perfect peace. How can me and him be in an argument and we're reading the same book? Y'all, I don't think y'all hear what I'm saying. How can me and him be in an argument reading the same book, the same word? Telling both of us what to do. It didn't say Carter go left, Smith go right. It said both of y'all go right. Amen. Now we going to argue on which way to go? Is something wrong with that picture? I just want to stir you up. Because I need you to always be justified by the word, not by what folks say. It's enough of that. Now, everybody got some ability. Everybody got a mind. Everybody got an idea. Everybody got a way, different way to go, which is the wrong way anyway. There ain't but one way to go, and that's with Christ. We're going to be judged by what's written in the book here. And I don't know why we want to put all this other mess before God. I don't understand it. And I speak as though I know what I'm saying. I can depend on it's right in here before my eyes. It's right here. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to tell you what it is, go on about my business, because I don't think that much of Satan to be trying to protect him. Because he'll hurt me. He'll smile with me and come back and hurt me. That's his job. Kill, steal, and what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life, and life more abundantly. We're in poverty these days. We're just above poverty level, and we're still crying and complaining. We're still looking at the government instead of looking at Jesus. Jesus said, the God himself say, if I was a hungry, now listen at this. If I was a hungry, I sure wouldn't tell you. Because then you have something to put on me. So we have to stand firm, y'all, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't go to them big. They need to run to us big. But we don't like to say that. That hurt us. I know it. It hurts bad. It hurt me too. From the book, 2 Corinthians 5, begin with the 17th through the 21st verse very briefly. We don't want to, I know some of y'all sleep, but I know how to wake you up though. I can wake you up. 2 Corinthians 5, starting with 17 through 21, it reads as thus. Therefore, if anyone in Christ be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Keep that in mind what I just said. Not imputing their transgression to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you of Christ, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of him, of God. We thank you, give you all praise and honor from God. And I'd like to tell you that there's a PT Cruiser with your lights left on the parking area. PT Cruiser, lights on. Now, when I look at the scripture that we just read, that means that I died and Christ came alive.
Right.
I died and Christ came alive. If you're not dead, I'm going to try to wake you up if I can. If you're not dead, you ought to be the move. If you're moving, you ought to be thankful to God that I'm able, I'm mobile enough to move my members of my body, my limbs. I thank you, Lord. The pain that was in me last week ain't in me today. I have died in those things. Now I'm come alive, and I got to testify of the greatness of God. He's good. He was having mercy on me because I'm not the best person on earth, but God showed mercy to me. In spite of my evil thoughts and thinking, the Lord had mercy upon me. I didn't do all that he told me to do, but he spared me again. I got a chance right now to do what he told me to do. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. It's so amazing to me. The words say, if you're in Christ, you knew. Now, you can't hold on to yesterday. It's gone. Whatever you did yesterday, all you do is go tell him. He'll cut it loose from you, and you can turn loose. But if you hold on to yesterday, it's going to hold on to you. Then you'll be interrelated with yesterday instead of pressing for tomorrow. Huh? If it be the Lord's will tomorrow, I'll be that which God want me to be. He said you'll be a new creature when you die in yourself. Now, that's some heavy stuff there, brother. You got to die in yourself. You got to be able to tell me, the Bible say, don't come telling me no foolishness. The Bible say, if you got to talk foolishness, that means you ain't died. Y'all don't. You didn't get that, did you? If you come up with some foolishness, you ain't died yet. If you come up protecting the devil, you ain't dead yet. Sure enough, y'all did a good job today. Amen. Sung well.
Amen.
Very well. But if you got a habit and you know your parents didn't teach you that, stop doing it. Just simple as that, just stop doing it. If you keep doing it, you're going to cause some friction. Where about? on your tailbone. A new creature, that means I'm pressing forward now. Yeah. See what I did last week? Uh-huh. The Lord don't even know nothing about that. I'd already told him he didn't throw it in the sea of forgiveness. He don't even know about it. He ain't putting nothing on me. He ain't looking for nothing on me. He's looking for something in me. Yeah. Some reality. Uh-huh. He's looking for some joy, yeah. Some peace, some holiness in me. Amen. Amen. So. One of the things God don't do, persecute people. Right. He deliver people. Yeah. From whatever bondage of sin they in, he deliver them. Yeah. The God don't cause trouble. Just in case y'all don't know that, the things that we go through is our trial. Jesus said we're going to have to go through trial and tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. Just because somebody talked about you, don't you drop your head. What's wrong with you? Don't you drop your head. You put your head in your hair and strut on. You don't need them. You don't need them. If they're against what the word say, you don't need to be around them. Because they're trying to hinder you. That's what resurrection is. Resurrection, you can't rise up until you go down. You got to go down first before you can get up. That's what the Lord trying to tell us. If you hadn't been, you ain't. How can I get up and tell a testimony of where he brought me from? I ain't never did nothing. He said, you're a new creature. Now this is what it is. See, the scripture say, old thing passed away, huh? Now everything about me is new. I can be decked out this morning. A dirty shirt on, might be matching clothes. But my shirt dirty and I ain't got no socks on. Y'all gonna talk about me. Am I right? I know I'm right. Reb should have known better than that. He ought to be more intelligent than that. I thought he knew better than that. So what are you saying, Smith? I'm saying that he said, old things are what passed away. I'm not shod with the preparation of peace. I don't have the whole armor of God on. I'm partially armed. I got a breastplate on, but I ain't got no helmet on. Huh? Helmet of salvation. I ain't thinking properly. I'm thinking like you. Jesus said, think like him. Paul said, let this mind be in you. That's also where? In Christ Jesus. That's what we got to think. But yeah, Obama the president. But if Obama ain't following this law, devil take Obama. Pray for Obama. That he change and see the light. It's the same thing on a local scale. If I were mayor, it's not according to the word of God. Don't listen to that foolishness. Get in the book and pray for him. Amen. That he can change. And if you're faithful to God, God will change you. He'll bring it to his remembrance. And you ain't got to say nothing to him. Because you say something to him, the police going to get you. He going to talk about you. Your stewardship in the community going to be bad. Smith, how you say that? I've been through it. I've been through it. You can't talk back to nobody. You can't say, sir, I didn't do it. Shut up, boy. I've been through it. That's why I'm telling you this morning. The new person got to come alive or you're going to be in trouble. If I think about how I used to use karate and all that, and he talked crazy to me, I'd have broke his neck. But no, that ain't the ways of God. That new man got to show up in me. Here I'm out there fighting in the street, and I told you I was saved. I'm in here talking in tongues and running around hollering hallelujah, and I'm in a fight in the church house, huh? Oh, there's something wrong with that. That means I'm still dead. To come alive, to rise up, mean I got to put on that new man. The invisible new man. Believing in my heart that he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. And he going, the Bible say, not me. He said he's going to quicken me. That's my make that transition from death to life. That's what he's saying to us this day. He said, now all things of God. Now God made everything. Who has reconciled us to himself through who? Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, Jesus did all that work. That's to establish the foundation of Christianity. But now this is what we was commissioned to go in the same work that Jesus did. Please, y'all, hear me. The same work that Jesus did, we've been commissioned. Amen. Go do the same work.
Amen.
See, great works have I done, but greater works than these shall you do also. Why? I'm going back to my Father, which is in heaven, at the right hand of my Father, and I'm going to stay up there fighting for you, making intercessions for you.
Amen.
Now, that's what the book says.
Yeah.
I'm just going on what the book says. Now, there's other foolishness. Y'all do what you want with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the book. See, one day, hear me this day. One day, you're going to have to make a decision. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. The God of the Amorites, Avakites, Judites, Hittites, all these Zites. Or you going to choose the true and living God. If I choose the true and living God, watch this. I got to walk like the true and living God. I got to talk like the true and living God. I got to see like the true and living God. That's the only way I'm going to make it.
Amen.
I can't make it no other way.
Amen.
My opinion ain't worth a hill of bean.
Right.
I don't need no opinion. I need the word of God.
Amen.
See, all of us got opinion. If I stop right now and ask everybody here their opinion on me, we won't have no church. The church be tore up in 15 minutes. I don't need no opinion. I need to get in the word. And I need you to follow me. That's what they're saying. That's what the scripture's saying here. He didn't put it in. Jesus did it for us. And he commissioned us through Jesus Christ to go and do a work, a ministry of reconciliation. We got to go get people and bring them to the Lord.
Amen.
You don't get out there saying, you need to save. You need to be baptized. You're going to get knocked, all your teeth knocked out. You don't do things like that. That's ignorant. Go out there and show them love. Show compassion. Show that you care. See what you could do to help them in any kind of way you can. And what you're going to do, they're going to automatically come because love is of God. The devil don't love nobody. Don't y'all get fooled in this church by Satan love you. If a man ain't born again, he can't love you. He'll talk trash to get what you got. But he don't love you. Y'all didn't know that? Oh, we know how to talk that sweet talk. Oh, we can talk that sweet talk, make your hair grow when you're bald headed. But what profit you? The Bible said to gain the whole world, then what? Lose your soul. We have to understand God and his glory. So that is that God was in Christ. Now watch this. He was in Christ bringing us back to himself. He was in Christ. God was in Christ, his son, bringing us back to himself. And now watch this. Not imputing their trespasses. Ooh. Dr. Tyson?
Yes, sir.
Me and you both have had some bad days. It's a sin for me to come and remind you of your bad days. Y'all didn't hear that. I don't think y'all heard that. It's a sin before God for me to get up and remind you of your bad days. He ain't imputing that in you no more. He's taking that out of you. You don't need to know about that. Just in your mind, the back of your mind, remember where you come from. That's good enough. They used to make us testify. But I did some lying in my early days. They taught me how to lie. The church taught me how to lie. I know I wasn't right. And they had me telling a testimony. I had folks crying in the church. You know, I know I wasn't fixed. But I had to do it because they trained us to do that. Am I right, Dawson? They trained us to do that. And we practiced that all the time until we got it perfect. But I'm far from what God wanted me to be. Help us, Lord. I'm telling you the truth. Y'all don't like the truth, but I got to tell it to you because it's of God. It ain't of the devil. See, the devil was a liar from the beginning, according to the Bible. He said, I'm almost too worried. That he said that God was in Christ reconciling us back to himself, not putting the stuff on us that we committed before we come to Christ and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Look, he put in us, we can go get people.
Yeah.
Go into all the world, preach and teach, tell men to observe all things that he said, the word of God said. I don't need to be out there talking about United States Senator so-and-so, bro, say so-and-so. Hey, that's foolish. Mm-hmm. That's foolish. I need to go to him, bro himself, and say, Jesus say, the Lord say he loves you. And you, what you do unto the least of these, my brothers, you done unto me. Now, that's the way we're supposed to talk, Doc. I can't help myself, y'all.
Yeah.
This is what the word say.
Amen.
I got to eat and grow by the word.
Amen.
When Jesus say it's finished, that means all is hell and destruction, all is non-righteousness, all these hearsay, and they say, he say, she say, all that is just trouble for the church. He says, finish. I done paid for all that. Don't bring it up no more.
Mm-hmm.
When my parents used to chastise me, they were putting a belt or a stick or a extension cord, gin belt or whatever on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I ain't going to do it no more. She said, I know. When I finish with you, you ain't going to do it no more, huh? I go out there and made a mistake one time. Say, Mother, look, all these whips on me. She slapped me again.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm reminding her of what she did to me.
Yeah.
Put whips on me. I remember she cut, put some more on me. God don't want us bringing that foolishness up no more, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't want, young people, if you was bad yesterday, don't be bad today. If you bad yesterday, don't be bad today. You ain't got to be bad because somebody else say you be bad. People just want you to be like them, go to hell with them. Because they know they headed there. They know what they just want to tell you. They know they headed to hell because they don't follow orders of God. We done got tied up in a system where we try to get along with people in high places. The Bible says that's where the wickedness is. In high places. We supposed to be humble servants of God. Meek-spirited people, loving people, caring people. That show forth the resurrection of Christ in our life. When you see how I walk, you can tell whether I'm saved or lost. You may not tell me to my face, but you know if I'm walking hellish, you know I'm lost. Why beat around the bush? All you can do is come to me. You ain't got to blare out in public. Just come and say, Pastor, say, you ain't in the will of God. Ain't a thing wrong with it. God going to bless you for that. Come to me and tell me. Instead of going around the corner and beep, 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 beep. He could really do, huh? You don't do foolishness like that. That's the devil work. You got to do it like God say do it. Whew, God, I know you're all tired. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Good God Almighty. An ambassador, that's one that represents your nation, your country, your Lord. Your family, an ambassador for Christ.
Yeah.
Your word gonna stand. I have recommendations what you need to do in Christ. We recommend to the world how we need to live. You know, the Bible tell me I don't rule nobody by constraint. There are people in the church, and I've been in the church all my life. I ain't say I was saved. I said, I've been in the church all my life, and I know people used to have some tough deacons and all that. Boy, they used to put all them rules on you. You better do this. You got to do this. You can't wear this. You can't wear that. You can't do it. Ain't nothing that do, none of it had nothing to do with Christianity.
Yeah.
It was their rules that they set up. It ain't in the Bible nowhere. They give us a million rules to go by. Wasn't no biblical, nothing biblical at all. But this is the way we were. Zombalize. And then you didn't mean it in your head. You were just scared they're going to get something on your tail, huh? That's why you kept it. You didn't have it in the heart. It wasn't in the heart. Because if it had been in the heart the first time, you'd have been relaxed on it. When we got from under the little coverage, this would say, boy, mother, she just don't understand. Daddy don't understand. Yeah, daddy did. Daddy went through it before you did. That's what the Lord told us, didn't he? Say he went through it before we did. How do you want to understand? I done sinned before, but y'all had, none of y'all had, right? Okay, I see they ain't getting no amen. I must be right then. I'm the only one in the church sinned, huh? In life, and y'all ain't had, God ain't had to pay nothing for y'all, right? He had to pay a lot for me, though. That's a big check he had to write for me. Lord, help us, Jesus. He said, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God was pleading, look at that, through us. As though God was pleading through us. We are ambassadors. We represent Christ. We represent Christ. Jesus laid his life down that we may have life. He come before us time after time after time and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What's wrong with that? Now when you tell people that, they get mad. They get mad. Our fight is not with the church. It's with the devil. Yeah. Jesus built the church, and in the church ain't nothing but peace, love, joy, patience, understanding, enrichment, prosperity in the church. What we do, we don't want that. We want to live like we want to live. You can't tell me nothing. Pastor, I know more than the pastor. Hey, that's good. You ought to do better. The Bible tell me now. This is what it say to me now. What? If you know much, much going to be required of you. You hear that? You know all you want. You can have a doctor's degree over me. It don't matter with me. Thank God for you. I ain't got to teach you everything. But I tell you what, if you know a lot, you better do a lot because you charge for it. That's called to the book now. That's the book now. Now that ain't Southern University of Grambling State. That's the book, huh? If you know much, much is required. If you want to run everything in the church, listen to me good. Can y'all hear me this morning? If you want to run everything in the church, then you got a lot to give an account for. Because they got a lot of people in the church is half crazy. And they do all kind of silly stuff. And they know better than to do it, but they do it anyway. And you're going to be charged. You're trying to put all that on my shoulder. Oh, no. I done told God the truth. That's it. That's it. You ain't gonna put that on me. You're gonna have to give an account of that. Every man got to give an account of his own sin. And you run around and hollering about the pastor's on the pastor because I'm telling you, I'm up front. I ain't care who you are. I'm gonna tell you up front, you're wrong. God ain't gonna charge me with it. I couldn't have all that weight. I ain't Jesus. Jesus had the weight of the whole world on his shoulder. I can't do it. Sometimes things better than me now, and I don't know what to do. I ain't Jesus. Jesus was perfect, had no sin in his life, but he took on the sin of the whole world that we may be set free, that the resurrection of Christ may come up in us. He said, give us that authority to go get people, to love people. If you come at me, I'm just being honest, and all y'all, see, y'all don't want to say it because, you know, y'all want to portray one thing and live another one. If you come at me right, you got to win me. If you come at me crazy, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to come like the Bible say. You got me. And prove yourself. You got me. But you talking crazy to me, you done lost me. And it ain't just me, it's anybody. You got to watch how you present yourself. The Bible says, I ain't supposed to rule by constraint or try to make people do stuff. That's wrong. That's a sin right there. I'm trying to make you do something in church. I'm trying to make the choir sing. You're supposed to sing because you love to sing. Sing because you understand what you're singing about. That's what we do. Love it. You ought to be proud of singing. Thank God I was able to sing my song today. I was able to shout a little today. I gave God the praise. This is the first time I ever really praised God in my life. You feel good about that. And when you sing, when you put yourself in your singing, Lord, how much you get to look like God just picked you up to another level. And that's what he's doing to you, but you got to hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got. He ain't through with you yet. For he said, for he made him who knew no sin. God help us. God made him who knew no sin. Wasn't in no sin. Didn't think about no sin. Did y'all realize that Jesus never thought evil? Amen. God never thought evil. Oh, The first appearance of evil was in the garden. No, right outside the garden at first. First appearance of evil was at the garden. There was never a negative thought ever in the world. God never been negative. Everything about him has been positive all his life. Never no negative thought. Nobody ever say, you can't do this, you can't do that. None of that had never happened before Satan got jealous of God because God was doing everything properly and he was doing things for people that couldn't do it for themselves. And Satan got mad and then started putting people against God. Yeah. Did y'all know that still in the churches today? Uh-huh. I experience it all the time. Folks get into the church and say, shoo, 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 shoo. Go to this little crew over here. Shoo, 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 shoo. If Jesus live, I'm telling y'all the truth. That's what I call cliques. Don't y'all hear me say cliques all the time? These little certain groups pop up in the church and want to run things their way. And guess what? They get in them little cliques and run it their way. And if I stand up and say, no, it ain't going on. Well, Rev, you don't. Hey. You ain't God, Rev. I ain't told nobody I was. But Rev straightforward. And Rev ain't gonna love you no more than he loved the other one. He ain't gonna do no more for you than he do the other one. Regardless of what you feel or think, he gonna treat everybody the same. I make sure that my everyday life, I ain't got no special people. If y'all wanna be special to me, get close to God. That's the only way you're gonna be special to me, get close to God. You get close to God, I ain't got no problem because I ain't got no chest pain, no heartaches and all that stuff. That kill people. That kill them. You ain't got to shoot them. They shooting them every day now. I'm telling them to put the guns up, they shooting. You don't kill. School killing, mall killings. And then when I say something about it, they, oh, you real hush. And he killing them, he told them to stop shooting, but you're telling me to hush. See, I'm puzzled about this society now. You ain't saying nothing to the people about shooting. The church hadn't even stepped up, not one time. The church hadn't stepped up one time and say, that's wrong, stop it. We ain't gonna have that no more. Mm-hmm. Not one church that I've seen in all America stepped up and said, stop it. Right now, I don't care if you are president or governor or mayor or whatever, stop this mess. Let's stop this right now. It's a sin killing us enough. We don't need to kill with no knives and guns and crack cocaine or whatever it is. Stop it. Let's stop it right here now. We don't do that. We don't address none of that. Know why? We're scared. We're political scorn. Scared of the people that's over you. And when Jesus come back, I'm closing on that. When Jesus come back, this is what he'll tell me if I'm scared of people. Say, servant, why didn't tell that boy on the corner there that he was hurting his physical body and what he was doing? Why didn't tell that lady right across the street there that she can't do what she want to do, she got to do what God say do? Why you didn't tell that deacon that was in church tearing the church up that he ain't getting nowhere because he's treating his wife wrong, beating his wife half to death every week because she didn't cook? Well, a lot of y'all will be beat to death then. He gonna hold that against me. He'll hold that against me. We gotta have the same. When Christ rise in you, what you gotta do, when Christ rise in you, you take on the image of Christ. You try to be just like Jesus. That's what he wants us to be, just like Christ. If everybody's like Christ, don't you know we'll all be healthy, strong. We'll be fervent. We won't have to take no medicine or nothing. God will look out for us. And guess what? And the people that need these things, we'll be able to walk to them and tell them how to do, how we so healthy. That's what God wants us to do. When he come up in us, teach the same thing he taught. Then Jesus had healing. Anytime he want to heal, didn't he heal? Didn't he tell in the old covenant, didn't he tell the priest to put a cuff in their robe? Because in the cuff of their robe, him or their robe, he had healing in their robe. Then he took that lady, see, people talking about she did this, that, and the other, but when she touched the hem of God's garment, listen to me good, she knew what the law said. There's healing in the hem of the robe. So when she rested, they say she got so weak, until she barely couldn't just rush at him. And miss, no, no, she did what she wanted to do. She knew the law. She got to him his garment. And she was made whole through her faith. That's what it's all about. That's what we got to do, y'all. Catch the hem of his garment. What is the hem of the gospel? Right here. Yeah, it is. The foundational things of life is the hem of his gospel. Let us look to here. But once cometh our help. Our help come from the Lord that made heaven and earth. This day in your life is a day of life. A day that God gave us, a day that we should celebrate. I thank God for our young people. Amen. Today, you got to grow up to be adults and to be the Lord's will. You got to give heed to those things that God has said that we should do. And let us work together, hand in hand, to build a kingdom for the Lord that he'll be proud of. You know, God sometimes is not proud of the things we do. We take too much out of context. We fear man over God. We'll run a red light and bow down to the sheriff. We'll lie on somebody and turn our back to God. I'm just giving you a few things that happens in our life. But however, there may be somebody today here, right now, ready to turn their life over to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And you're doing the right thing when you give it to God. He's going to prevail in your life. And when the trials of life come upon you, he's going to sustain you with his power, not your power. God is a sustainer. And I ask that you come now to be delivered from this natural. In the presence of God, we desire that you come and give your life, submit your will to his will, that he can create in you a new heart, the right spirit. That God will be able to sustain you, to lift you to another level that you've never been before. He's able to do that right now. And we ask you now to look to the hill for whence cometh your help. Your help come from God. What God? The God of heaven, the creator of all things, the priority of this earth. He said in his word, saying, his word will always stand. He said, if the moon and the stars don't do what he say, he'll destroy everything. That's God. But he's so merciful till we take him for granted. He's so merciful.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all his dignities.
You can shut up.
Every day is joy, knowing that you are Savior and Lord. I remind us as I reflect upon
you. You want to come in fellowship with this church and be a member of this church. That's what you want. I know you're already saved. Right. Here, we don't vote here. We accept you as on your confession of faith. We accept you for that only. Because that's what Jesus did. We want to do it the same way. And we're going to receive you here in the presence of God and this assembly, that you are now a member of this church at your personal will. We thank God that you see
sufficient in us
and to be in fellowship with us. We thank God for it. And that when after we
every
close,
day
we
is your knowing that you are Savior and Lord. I remind us as I reflect upon your goodness.
Y'all right?
Your love and mercy and do serve more.
Okay. He died.
Blessed.
He rose again, right? You believe that, right? Okay. And you're ready to just start your life in the right direction. Turn everything over to Jesus, right? grow. You can't be perfect the first day, but you can grow into this. And your people, your grandparents, they going to help you along the way. That's what we need. Help us one of another. That's what the Lord say. Y'all ready? You want to be baptized? Can y'all be here Wednesday? Wednesday night? God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.